everyone, it's Jonathan here. Hope you're alright. So what I'm going to talk about quickly, I'm sure all parents have had to deal with at some point. Basically, we had a cat, our first cat as a big family, and she was run over in front of our house about a week and a half ago. And as you can imagine, I mean, it's upsetting for myself and my wife Claire, but more so for our three children. My oldest, she's six. It's really hit her very hard, the concept of death. It's not something that ourselves as adults we like to deal with. So for a young mind to try and grasp the concept of what death is and what it involves, you know, how do you explain it? And then the questions come. Daddy, will it happen to me? Daddy, will it happen to you? You know, why did it have to happen? Why didn't you look where she was going? Why couldn't you have done something to stop it? The questions are endless. And it's really, if you yourself as a parent have had to deal with those particular things, and you know what it's like if you've had it, if it's a pet, or maybe even a loved one, how do you go about answering those questions? So, if you're listening to this and can help, I'd really appreciate any feedback. You can post a message on here, and I'll look forward to your responses. Hi. Talking of little ones who won't go to bed, it's about 9:45 in the UK here, and my youngest daughter has just he's gone to bed. He's in mummy and daddy's bed. Do you want to say hi? Come on, say hello.
Hi.
Daddy's just been talking about Kitty. What happened? What happened to Kitty?
Got one day by the cat and got squashed, and we had in the garden.
We had to bury her in the garden, didn't we?
Yeah.
And were you sad, Mimi?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I did.
Did you love Kitty?
Yeah.
Kitty love you?
Yeah, and I like it really much.
I know.
Daddy got that telephone.
We have got that telephone.
Yeah. We've not got that telephone.
No, we haven't.
We only got that telephone.
Yeah.
But we've not got all of them mans.
No. Are you going to say bye-bye then?
Bye.
Because is it bedtime?
It's called 19 o'clock.
19 o'clock? No. It's nearly 10 o'clock. And it's definitely bedtime. So say bye-bye to everybody.
Bye, everybody.
And say goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody.
Are you going to go to bed now?
I'm going to bed.
Okay. This is me signing off. And I'll speak to you soon. Okay, bye.